The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 21. Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino, on this holiday 4th of July Independence Day celebration weekend. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you have a safe and amazing weekend and better weather than we're having here in Central Texas, where it's raining all weekend. How nice. Before we jump into the show today, I want to remind you guys of the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So if you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, in the upper portion of the page there is a tab for the store, and I want you to click on that tab, and when you do, you're going to see so many mugs, so many stickers, so many t-shirts, laptop cases and phone cases, and a whole bunch of other stuff with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and some others with like libertarian-esque and anarchist-type phrases and logos, and I think you'll really enjoy it when you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com and go to the store. When you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, though, I want you to hang out for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you will get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter, and I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. Because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 10% off of your first order of the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So go check it out and get yourself a mug. And the first topic of this week's podcast are the new gun restrictions put in place in, well, my hometown where I was raised, San Jose, California. And oh my gosh, is it ridiculous. Some of these restrictions are absolute invasions of privacy, if, you know, filling out an ATF form wasn't already. And in California, you have to wait several days and weeks to get a firearm once you buy it. You got to wait for it. And you got to take a class to have one. And they've made it even more ridiculous in San Jose. So two of the big ones now in San Jose, the first one is when you buy a firearm from a dealer in San Jose, you have to be video recorded doing this. They have to like record you buying this firearm. What this is supposed to prevent, nobody knows. Like these crimes that are committed with firearms, it's not like you go to the gun store and say, haha, I'm going to commit a crime. No, that's not what happens with these. That's not how these laws, these rules, these regulations are written by people that have probably never even seen a gun unless it's on a cop's hip, because they don't understand anything about firearms. They don't understand anything about people, it seems, as well, to be fair. So that's one of them. That's the one that's like the big invasion of privacy, I think. You know, hey, you're purchasing something, now it has to be video recorded, like by San Jose law. Honestly, I'm surprised that there's any gun dealers left in San Jose, if there are at all. I don't even know. I haven't lived there in a long time, and I didn't take time to look. But essentially, they're just trying to force them to move out of the city limits. That's what's happening. The second one in San Jose, the second new law and regulation, this one will get knocked down in court, I'm sure, eventually. But a gun owner now has to buy some sort of like extra insurance. And it sounds more like a tax. Like this insurance isn't against yourself. It is for all gun crimes in the area, to my understanding. And it's supposed to pay for something. Nobody even knows. It's just another fine, another fee they're trying to tack on to your right. And it's ridiculous. Like, you know, you imagine having to pay a fine or a fee for any of your other rights. Like, it's bad enough you got to pay these expensive prices for guns, and now they're forcing you to have insurance. It's insane. Like, just imagine if you had to have insurance for your First Amendment right, you know, for things that you could say. Well, it might cause extremism. We'll get to that later, by the way. But it might cause somebody to, you know, have some extremist or dangerous thoughts. So you have to have insurance. That you have to have insurance because what you say could be dangerous. That's right. That's exactly what that is. The idea behind it doesn't even make sense. You know, they can't make heads or tails of it. They just know that they want to make it more difficult and more expensive for people to have a firearm. They want to make it so cumbersome, and this is the plan, that you just won't get one. they're going to make defending yourself, defending the people you care and love about, such a hassle that you might give up on it. That you might look, you might just leave your defense up to somebody with a badge and a gun. The same person with a badge and a gun that has, you know, qualified immunity, right? They can burst into your house, shoot you while you sleep and say, oops, wrong house, and nothing really happens to them. That's what San Jose wants you to leave your safety up to. That's what they want you to leave your protection up to. And I got into it on a thread with a couple of these people that I know from back home. And of course, they don't care. They, you know, they think it's a great thing. Though they don't understand anything about firearms. They've never even seen or touched one. But whatever. That's a different case. And what I've tried to point out to these people and what you guys get and what needs to be pointed out more often is that when these laws are passed, any law for that matter, but not just, you know, this law, but this law in particular, but any law, right? That's giving law enforcement and the government more power and more opportunity to hurt and kill you. That's what comes down to it, right? Because if I'm in San Jose, thank God I'm not, but if I were to live in San Jose and I had a gun and they said, oh, now you have to have insurance. I refuse to get that insurance. They will send police, men with badges and guns to my house to take my firearms. And we all know what happens if we resist. We all know what happens if we resist. We come out feet first in a body bag. And they won't hesitate to kill you over your right. Keep that in mind. They will not hesitate to harm you because you want to protect your family. These people, they all have names and they all have addresses. Every single one of them. And we all know, like, this is what the drug war is, right? Now it's a war on guns. Thankfully, when there was a drug war, we got more drugs. Got more drugs. So hopefully if they wage this war on guns, we'll just get more guns. It's really awesome to see that some states are doing what they should. You know, Missouri is really Missouri of all places. Let's be fair. Missouri of all places. Ugh. Misery. But the great state of Missouri is really like leading the charge on this stuff. You know, they just recently made it a crime for police officers in the state to assist federal agents enforcing federal gun laws in the state. That's awesome. That's incredible. Now, we'll see what happens. I'm sure somebody's going to try and take it to court. We'll see. That, you know, I would like to see it actually go to court because I think the federal government would lose on that one. I think the Supreme Court, especially the way it is now, would side with the state of Missouri. And I think you'd have a few liberal judges siding with the state of Missouri, too, if it went to the Supreme Court. Which makes me think they may actually have that feeling as well, because I haven't heard of it going to any court yet. We'll see, though. It may get challenged in the future. So we're seeing it in some places, right? Missouri's going to one direction, and then San Jose, the exact opposite. They want the local PD to have more power than the ATF. They want the local PD to have you in such a bind that you have to either surrender your weapons or be killed. That's pretty much what they're leaving you with. That's the option they're leaving people with in San Jose. Thank God I don't live there anymore. I can't fathom living there anymore, and I'm so glad that I don't. And I tell my friends that do, the ones that, you know, understand what's really going on in San Jose. I tell them all the time, get out, get out, get out, get out. That government is harming people. I mean, this is kind of like what you would do before you were going to harm somebody, you know, pretty bad. If you were going to do something egregious, like if a government was going to harm its populace really badly, what would you do? Well, try your best to disarm them quickly. I'm not saying that's exactly what's going on in San Jose. It's not like, you know, it's just one city in California. But if it was like on a federal level, a nationwide level, that's what you would start thinking, right? We'd all start thinking that. The federal government's trying to disarm the people rather quickly. What do they have planned next? So if you're in San Jose and you're listening to this, get out, get out, get out. If you're in California and you're listening to this, you probably want to get out too. The second topic I want to talk about this week is the X Games. I mean, the extremist content all on Facebook, guys. I don't know if you saw this over the week for those who have Facebook. And if you're listening to this, if you're in tune with Coffee Break Liberty, you probably are on Facebook because that's where my main audience comes from. But if you're not, hey, on Facebook, there was a banner for a lot of people that you know, warning these people that they have been exposed to extremist content. Yes, they're right. You were exposed to Coffee Break Liberty content, where I champion the non-aggression principle, an end to all wars, and though I'm not a pacifist, my gosh, I wish I was as good as Bob Murphy and could be. That's extreme. Because it's counter to everything the government wants you to be. The government wants you to be violent, but just towards each other. Or just towards another nation of usually brown people, right? They don't want you to be extreme and, you know, have maybe violent thoughts towards the government. That'd be evil. Couldn't have that. And again, the liberty movement and community took it and ran. They took it and ran. What I'm sure somebody or a group of people at Facebook HQ thought was a real serious manner and a banner, you know, became a joke. No surprise, right? How could they think otherwise? People are using it as a badge of honor. I didn't get the warning, by the way. So I guess that means y'all were exposed to me. Y'all were exposed to Coffee Break Liberty content. Hooray. It might be labeled as extreme now. We've kind of been going for this. Like, I want to get on that Southern Poverty Law Center or whatever it is list. I just want to be on that list. Yeah, there are some bad actors on that list, but also, like, Ron Paul is on that list. Thomas Massey, you know, like, hippies, you know, an 82-year-old or however old Ron Paul is, I think he's 82 right now, is on that list. As being evil, because he wants the empire to end. He wants these United States, to just worry about themselves. And that's extreme to the government. That's an extreme point of view. You don't want the wars to continue? That's an extreme point of view. You're happy that the United States is getting their boys and girls and, you know, the troops out of Afghanistan? Well, that's an extreme point of view. You think the war in Iraq was wrong. You're an extremist. Don't think you aren't, because you're going against what the state tells you is right. And that's extreme. The last topic I wanted to bring up this week, guys, is something a little funny. It's real short, but, you know, it's the holiday weekend and 4th of July. And I just want to remind you guys and let you all know, if you didn't see it, that somehow Joe Biden's economic plan, which he doesn't even know because... well, he doesn't know anything, and nobody else knows what it is, somehow saved you 16 cents this year on your cookout compared to last year. Isn't that nice? So while gasoline prices are up about 50 to 60 cents from what they were several months ago, you saved 16 cents on your cookout. This was a tweet from the White House. These people are serious. They think you are dumb enough to be excited about this. And to be fair, I don't know anybody who is legitimately excited about this, who saw that and thought, wow, this is really good stuff. There are some, though. There are some people out there who saw that tweet and thought, wow, Joe Biden, he's the best. He's looking out for the Smiths, you know, the Smith family, by saving them 16 cents this year on the cookout. Nobody knows how, but they'll just make that claim, which reminds me, it's kind of another Joe Biden bash before I sign off. For those who didn't see the LA Dodgers, you know, they were there because they were the World Series champs last year. They were at the White House. Joe Biden didn't know the pitcher's name. He mispronounced it several times. And then he asked where the first gentleman was. That's Vice President Harris's husband, because he's a big baseball fan and I believe a big LA Dodgers fan. And he asked where he was and why, you know, where was he? Joe Biden didn't know that he had sent him on a mission to Utah to go, you know, promote the vaccine. The guy doesn't, he doesn't even know what he's doing. He doesn't know where he's sending staff. People are just going. And they thought Trump was unfit to be president. And they were right. They were right by far. Trump was not at all fit to be president. But my goodness, this guy is somehow a president? Somehow he got 82 million votes? Yeah, get out of here. Before I sign off this week, guys, I want to remind you of the affiliate program that I am a part of, and I want you to be a part of it too. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page there, next to the store tab that we mentioned earlier, there's an affiliate tab, and I want you to click on that affiliate tab and read about it and check it out. What it is essentially is I am an affiliate with Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting service that, well, hosts this website and podcast. Everybody should have a website. Everybody should have a website, and I want you to get yours through Bluehost. And I want you to get it through my link, because this is what happens when you get it through the link. You're going to get a discounted rate, so you're already winning, right? Now you're going to be buy winning, just like Charlie Sheen, but a lot less drugs, I hope. So when you're buy winning with this, you're then going to let me know about it, and I'm going to give you a free plug on the podcast, the Instagram, the Facebook, the personal social medias, all the social medias. You're going to reach thousands of people. It used to be called the Tom Woods deal. Sometimes I call it the Leo Sowers deal. This week it is the Gino, the Liberty Dog, 4th of July deal. I want you guys to get a website through the Bluehost link on my site at coffeebreakliberty.com in the affiliate tab. And one final reminder, you know, every week I'm trying to go live. Now, I know I did it a little bit later this week because I had a huge obligation this Saturday, but we're shooting for Fridays at around 9 p.m. So I wish you guys, I hope you guys would come check it out. It's on my personal Instagram, my personal Facebook, and the coffeebreakliberty.com Facebook. You can drop questions, tell me my hair looks dumb. Hey, I might even answer these questions or reply to your comments in the podcast. Yeah, the podcast is then edited later, but you know, well, people will know because I'll let them know that, hey, so-and-so had a great comment while that I was recording this live. So I want you guys to come check it out live. It's really fun. And with that, I hope you all have a great 4th of July weekend. And until next week, I'll talk to you then.